public hearing is ordinance amendment chapters 115 and 62, signs.
This is an ordinance to amend chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the provisions relating to signs and to amend chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the provisions for fees for permits for signs. Gentlemen, before you, have y'all got a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Rather large.
Yeah.
21-page document. It's actually half that size if you look at it, because what we had to do was take all the residential references within the code, delete all the existing line items in the code, and bracket out all those things we're going to relocate by removal from certain sections, and then underlining those sections to be incorporated into the sign section. Basically, the first, let's see, just to get into the record, it's been determined by council that Chapter 115 of the Code of the County needs to be revised to incorporate all of the sign regulations into one article as opposed to the present format, which includes the sign regulations for each zoning district and category where said regulations are applicable. And for reference, we've incorporated that anything removed is by brackets, and anything to be added is to be underlined. And therefore, the under, for example, not to go through all the residential sections, Section 1 references the AR1 Agriculture Residential District and AR2 districts. And you'll see brackets before A and bracket at the end of D. That line item would be removed, and then we would incorporate by adding into that reference under A, that see Article 20, Roman numeral 22, 1, Section 115-159-1A for signs permitted in the AR1 and AR2 districts and other regulations relating to signs. And that happens in every residential district. So basically, you're doing the same thing all the way through the whole section. You're deleting all the information that's in each residential district, and then incorporating that one basic sentence, and each time it changes to relate to the district that it represents. Then we go into the definitions, and we amended all the definition, all the requirements within the sign ordinance, and basically created a new sign ordinance because we had to add new definitions, all the requirements as it related to each individual district, and then in turn complete the document as one sign section being Roman numeral 21.
Lawrence, before you go, just to clarify for the commission's benefit, I think you talked about residential. It takes everything out of the residential. It also goes through the UB section, B1C.
It goes through all the districts.
Right. So not just residential.
Yeah, basically it's all the districts.
Right.
The main purpose was the residential, but we ended up doing them all.
Right.
And we ended up deleting all the sign section within each chapter or section and creating one ordinance referencing each section and then having a separate ordinance. Typically the people we deal with on signs are the sign people. And of some developers, but mostly the sign people. We've added new definitions on sign area. We've added electronic message displays, whereby they dissolve, fade, frame effect, scroll, transition, and travel. Blinky, scrolling, rolling, flashing, what you can and what you cannot do.
Are we doing away with them completely, or?
No, this is proposed to permit.
Permit.
That type of sign, but it wouldn't be able to scroll left or right. They're not supposed to flash. They're got limited on time, how long they have to stay in one frame. Then we include and improve some of the requirements. Signs prohibited in all districts. Signs permitted in all districts. You get into the commercial C1 and the CR1, you get into the regulations that relate to the electronic message boards, for example. That starts in the B1 district, which is on page 17, where that comes up first. And at the bottom on number four, for example, it states electronic message displays shall be permitted. Such displays shall be limited to frames, frame being the sign itself, the inside of the sign, with displays, messages, animated graphics, or images and frame effects that appear or disappear from the display through dissolve, fade, flip, or window shade moves, scrolling left and right, and or flashing messages shall not be permitted. Each message on the sign must be displayed for a minimum of 8 seconds based on a real second measurement. And it basically says you're counting 1,001, 1,002, rather than sit there with a stopwatch or whatever. Count through eight. When a message is changed, it shall be accomplished in 1 second or less with all moving parts or illumination changing simultaneously and in unison. Variable message signs shall contain a default design that will freeze a sign in one position if the malfunction occurs or if the alternative is shut down. It says basically the same in the C1. On the C1, we've also increased, let me find it here. Find all my notes here. The on-premise or wall signs, let me find it. I passed it somehow. Presently, the ordinance provides that a wall sign, for example, each shop, store, office, or similar unit shall be permitted an on-premise illuminated awning, marquee, projecting wall sign, or electric message display not exceeding a combination of signs, or one sign not exceeding 150 square feet. Presently, it says 100, but it only allows that one sign. And they're always applying to the board of adjustment for multiples. So it seemed appropriate to increase the size of the sign to 150 and then allow them to mix their signs. So if you got a corner building, you could have a wall on both sides, it still counts as a total. And we'll probably still get some variance to the board, but maybe less.
Yeah.
And then it also provides that if the sign shall not exceed 15% of the total square footage of the wall area when a wall exceeds 1,000 square feet. The example there, for example, would be Super Giant. You got a great big wall on Route 1. You put a 100-square-foot sign up there under present ordinance, and you really don't see anything. It's up a little sign on a big wall. And this way, the 15% might give more balance. And the board, when that type of big box store has been applying, has been putting a similar square footage calculation just as policy. Mm-hmm. And this might dissolve that issue. Okay. What else? The fees are it's recommended that the fees be changed. Presently, a construction permit for a sign is charged at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. With a minimum of 25 square feet for signs larger than 32 square feet. And a renewal fee was 25 cents a square foot. And basically we're proposing that it be $1 per square foot for the construction sign and $35 per sign larger than 32 square feet. And that the annual fee be increased to 50 cents a square foot with a minimum charge of $35 per sign for signs larger than 32 square feet and a one-time fee of $15 for signs 32 square feet or less. Presently it's $7.50. So basically we doubled the minimum for 32 square feet or less from $7.50 to $15. We doubled the annual renewal from 25 cents to 50 cents a square foot with a minimum of 35 instead of 25. And we've doubled the construction sign permit from 50 cents to $1, again with a minimum of 35. Let's see what else. That's the basics of it, pretty much. I think that's the basis of it.
Okay.
And then also in section 15 of the code, it relates those same fee schedule to ordinance 62, which is a fee ordinance. It's a separate ordinance, and we put it in both rather than just one.
Anybody have any questions on the sign ordinance before we take public testimony? Yes, sir.
One, just two points, and I think somebody else mentioned this. earlier. On page 17 and 18, there's a typo. It's in paragraph A4 on 17 and actually on A4 on 18. Before the word scrolling, there's a comma that should be a period. That's the one, Mr. Jones, I think you saw.
Where was that again? I'm sorry.
On page 17.
Okay.
115, 159, 1D, A4, on the fifth line down. After the word window shade moves, I think that should be a period, and then it should be scrolling, because it's capital S on scrolling.
Okay, let me see. Such displays of an animated frame with displayed message, animated graphs, or images and frame effects that appear or disappear from the display through dissolve, fade, flip, window shade moves. Or window shade moves. I got you right.
Yeah, and then it's the exact same change on page 18 in paragraph 4.
Okay.
And then I had a question on... going backwards on page 16 for the GR section, or I guess it's AR1, AR2, and GR. It's 115, 159, 1A, subpart B. It says no off-premises signs shall be permitted except as provided in section C hereafter. I don't know what that referred to. Because I looked, and there's another similar one, but it doesn't have that same last phrase, that except as provided in section C hereafter. I don't know what that meant.
So you're on page 16?
Yeah.
Under 115, 159, 1A.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, 159.
I think that's the way it's written in the code now. It's just it's been redone. Okay. I'd have to look.
All right.
I can verify that.
Yeah, just something to look at.
Because in the next section on 17, which would be... HR, it says no off-premise signs are permitted.
Yeah, that was what led to my question on that.
Okay, I got you. And that would have been under AR. Oh, okay, under AR, there is some by county regulation directional signs are permitted and are off-premise. Yeah.
I just didn't seem like it needed to be clarified, because when you look at Section C hereafter, excuse me, when you look at Section C hereafter, it doesn't seem like it ties back into that.
It should probably just say no off-premise signs shall be permitted.
Yeah.
Related to that, it looks like we kept the definition for directional signs, but we don't allow them anyplace. Was that intentional or just an omission?
The difficulty with directional signs, our ordinance allows them and then the state doesn't.
So should we just not make a reference to that? Well, we have on page 13, we kept the definition for directional signs, but that's the only place it's going to be in the ordinance. It is defined, but not permitted or prohibited.
Not permitted.
Page 13.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. That's because it was already in the code.
Right.
Again.
But if we're not going to allow them, then we ought to put it under prohibited. Or if we're going to allow them, that should be added, because there's no other reference other than the definition.
You're right. Point.
So would that be a sign that says like Holiday Inn that way?
It's kind of mind-boggling writing this ordinance anyway with the cross-references over and over and over again. I just don't remember. It's been that long. So is the Vince's question on 16 would be that it should probably state B, no off-premise sign shall be permitted. But the only reference was accepted provided in section C hereafter, and that would have been the permitted sign location or ground marquee or wall.
Yeah.
Ground wall. That probably should just stop at permitted. Okay.
Any other comments or questions?
That's all I have. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to address the sign ordinance this evening? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Did you want to address the sign ordinance?
I thought he was going to hold up a sign that said no.
Good evening, gentlemen. Kevin Burdett, McFarland Incorporated, Milton. I want to thank you all. This is, somebody did a lot of work, and I know it's late, and I'm not going to take long. Somebody did a lot of work pulling us out, and I assume Mr. Lank was the key instigator, but this is the first ordinance. It's really nice because you can read the whole thing and not try to jump back and forth. It also, from the other stuff that we have worked in, kind of brings Sussex County now back into compliance with the new state law that was just passed under House Bill 115, I think it is, for signs. So I want to thank you all and commend you all. You did a great job.
Okay. Thank you.
What Kevin's referencing, the state just amended their regulations to allow for the electronic message boards primarily within the last year.
Okay. All right. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.